Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Can buy it, saving will get it, so bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and
start right today to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth, bank Commonwealth now.
I suppose there comes a time in every married woman's life when she begins to feel that her husband is losing his affection towards her, when she feels his romantic attentions are on the ebb tide. Jessie Dutton was brooding about this matter one morning when her friend Edna Dixon came to the back door.
Yoo-hoo, Jessie, may I come in?
Oh, yes, come in, Edna.
Jessie, dear, what's wrong? You look like you've just lost your best friend.
Oh, I know I look like that, but I can't help it. I'm down in the dumps.
Well, you're going to be pretty soon snap out of that, my girl. The only person who should be down in the dumps is the garbage collector. Now, what's the trouble?
The trouble, Edna, is... The trouble is that I'm beginning to feel neglected. I'm a wife who's being taken for granted.
Goodness. Well, I wouldn't mind being a wife who was taken for granted. As long as I was taken by somebody for better or worse. And believe me, Jessie, whoever gets me will be getting the worse.
Oh, Edna, if you take my advice, you'll forget all this nonsense about wanting to marry Mark Prentice. Marriage isn't all beer and skittles.
But I'm willing to settle for lemonade and tiddlywinks.
Would you believe that Dexter hasn't brought me home a bunch of flowers or a box of sweets for more than 12 months?
No, Jessie, dear, that's only his forgetfulness.
Oh, it's his thoughtlessness and loss of interest in me, that's what it is. Oh, when he used to kiss me going to work and when he came home at night. Oh, it was a real thrill for me. Now all I get's a peck like a chook picking at a grain of wheat.
I believe I know what you mean.
Oh, you're not married yet. And I'll bet Mark doesn't peck at you.
Oh, yes, he does. That's my word. In fact, every time he kisses me, I only get a chicken peck. Although there are times when we have a great big kiss.
Oh? When's that?
When I take over and kiss him.
Oh, no, Edna. No, be wise and stay single. I'm getting completely fed up with being taken for granted. And I'm not going to just sit around and become nothing but a cook and a dishwasher and a house cleaner.
Of course you're not. We're going to put on our thinking caps right now and think up a way to make Dexter romantic again. You know, to make him realize he's married to a warm, lovely, attractive woman.
Oh, well, I'd be happy to make him realize he's married to a woman.
Oh, Jessie, a brainwave just crossed my brain. Jessie, do you keep a diary?
Well, sort of. Not a diary from day to day, but just to keep important things in now and again.
Has Dexter ever had a look at it?
Only once, when I accidentally left it laying around, but now I've got a secret hiding place.
Right. Well, it's coming out of its secret hiding place, and we're going to leave it lying around once more. Accidentally, on purpose.
With what written in it, though?
With something rotten written in it. Jessie, you're going to fill up a new page in your diary. All about how your love for Dexter has slowly disappeared until now there's nothing left. Nothing left of that love, you see? You're going to say that to you, Dexter has lost all his attractiveness.
Oh, Edna, you have a brilliant mind.
Yes, dear. But look at the dull old body that goes with it.
Get out and drop what you're doing. I've got something of vital urgency to tell you.
Oh, look, Compost Blow, will you? I'm trying to get this homework done before Pop gets home so I can listen to Space Patrol tonight.
Oh, never mind Space Patrol. I've just found something I wasn't supposed to have found. And when you see it, you'll know it's going to change our whole lives.
Hey, you didn't find a map showing buried treasure.
I found Mummy's diary. She accidentally left it on the piano. And, well, I stole a peek at the last entry.
Compost, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. It's just like a female to do a sneaky thing like that. Fancy peeking into Mum's private diary. What was in it?
A hydrogen bomb. That was what was in it. Mummy doesn't love Daddy anymore.
What?
It's true. I saw it in black and white in Mummy's handwriting. She's completely lost her love for Daddy, and he doesn't attract her in any way anymore.
Slytherin jellyfish, this is awful.
Oh, Ashley, what are we going to do?
There's nothing we can do. When love has dwindled and vanished, no man on earth can rekindle the burnt-out embers.
What? Who said that?
I just did. No, I read it in one of your true romance books. The story was called Love Lasts Forever, Oh Yeah.
Death, Ada! You stay away from my books!
Children, what's the argument about today?
Hi, Mum.
No argument, Mummy darling. We were just chatting.
Oh, I see. Well, you'd both better get ready for dinner. Your father should be home any minute.
Yes. Dear old Dad should be home from a tiring day at the office any time now.
Oh, yes, poor Daddy. He worked so hard for us to keep a warm roof over our heads. Oh, I guess he must love us all very much.
Janie, just tell me one thing. Did you leave it on the piano after you read it?
After I read what?
After you read the last page in my diary. It's obvious to me either you or Ashley took a look at it. And it wasn't left there for that reason. It's for your father to find and read after dinner when we're all in the kitchen washing the dishes.
Mum, you mean you really do still love Pop?
Oh, of course I do. But he's starting to take me too much for granted.
Oh, Mummy, I see the whole plan now, and I think it's fabulous, fantastic, foolproof. Oh, and fascinating.
And also feminine.
Edna and I both agree that your father needs waking up a little bit. Oh, he takes me so much for granted these days, he hardly knows I exist.
Oh, heck, Mum, I reckon Dad loves you a lot.
Oh, well, maybe he does. But he's going to start showing it again. Now, you children just watch him carefully at the dinner table tonight before he finds my diary. I'll purposely try to be friendly and attentive to him, and you watch how all I get from him is a grunt and a groan and a mumble.
It's true, Ashley. You men are all the same. Daddy pays Mummy no more compliments than you pay me.
Hey, look, that's no comparison. If Dad thought as much of Mum as I think of my sister, he'd have shot through like a Bondi tram years ago.
While Janie and Ashley have words with one another, I'd like to have a word with all you young people who started work this year. Most of you have now been working for 6 or 7 months. Many of you have already received over £200 in wages. How much of that have you saved? I know that many young people opened Commonwealth Savings Bank accounts in January or February this year. I also know that these young people are now in the happy position of having quite a nice sum of money saved. If you are not one of these people, if you have not yet opened a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, don't put it off any longer. In your own interest, go along to any Commonwealth Savings Bank office this payday and open an account. You no doubt realize now that of all the money you earn, only what you save really belongs to you. You also realize that sometime in the not-too-distant future, you'll need quite a lot of money. And believe me, the only sure way to get money is to save it. So as I said before, open an account this payday and from now on week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Oh, well, did everybody enjoy their dinner?
Mummy, that was the best pie you've ever made.
Oh, it was massive, Mum.
Dexter, was the steak and kidney pie to your liking, dear?
Yeah.
I spent hours preparing it because it was a special, complicated new recipe. That coffee you're drinking, it's a new brand. Do you like it, dear?
I can't tell, dear. It's cold.
It's cold because you've been buried in the paper for 10 minutes.
Yeah, pour me some more, dear, and I'll try another cup.
You see what I mean?
Daddy, don't you think Mummy looks pretty in that blue dress?
She sure does.
I reckon blue always suits Mum, don't you, Pop?
Uh-huh. Your mother looks fine tonight.
I don't see how you can tell. Why don't you tear a little hole in your newspaper so you can peek through with one eye?
Well, I've seen the dress before, dear. It's okay.
Mum, I'm beginning to catch on to what you meant.
Oh, it's humiliating and disgraceful. That's what it is.
Well, it's no such thing, dear. You haven't had the dress long.
Oh, really?
Mummy, let's take some of the things to the kitchen and I'll start the washing up.
Good, yes. You bring some dishes with you too, Ashley.
Sure, Mum.
Oh, Dexter, while we're doing the work, why don't you get into a more comfortable chair, dear, and relax?
Uh-huh. Here, I'll do that.
Use the chair near the piano, Dad. I've got some junk on the other one.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's good to settle back and get your feet up. Now, where's my pipe? Oh, there it is on the end of the piano. Oh, what's this? My diary. Jessie's diary. She usually keeps that hidden. Guess she was writing in it today when somebody called and interrupted. I'd love to take a snoop at what she wrote. Why not? I'm her devoted husband. She wouldn't have any secrets from me. Yeah, I better be quick about it. I'll just take a squiz of today's stuff. Dear diary, there are no feelings left in my heart for the man I married and once adored. He aggravates me and depresses me to such an extent I can hardly bear to be in the same house with him. There is little possibility that... Oh, she hasn't finished that sentence. I suppose that's where somebody knocked on the door. I better put the book back and pretend I didn't see it. Now to relax and read the sporting page. The rugby league match between Kingshaw and Willowbank ended in a...
I have no love left! Oh, Jesse! Oh!
Good morning, Mark.
It was a good morning when I arrived at the office, but it's a late morning when you got here. Why weren't you here at 9 o'clock?
Why, what happened? I'm very sorry I was late. It was domestic reasons. I'm afraid I was so busy being romantic and attentive to my wife, I completely forgot about the time.
You were being romantic and attentive to Jessie?
Well, yes, do you see anything funny about that?
Anything funnier I've seen was my Auntie Flo the time she got a blouse caught in the handwringer. Dexter, what brought on this display of affection to your wife?
Mark, I'm a broken man. I'm a man with nothing left in life to live for.
Well, if you're short of money to buy a length of rope or a bottle of sleeping pills, please don't hesitate to call on me.
Oh, I can see I'm going to get a great deal of help and advice from you.
Dexter, you're serious. What's bothering you? If I can help you, I'll help. Go ahead, shoot.
If I had the nerve to pull the trigger, I would. Last night, I accidentally saw a page in Jessie's personal diary. Mark, she doesn't love me anymore. She doesn't even want me hanging around.
What rubbishing nonsense.
I saw it with my own eyes in black and white. And when I saw it in black and white, I turned green and purple. Oh, Mark, you've just got to help me. You're a man who's been married once. You've become a widower, and now you're halfway to proposing to Edna Dixon. Now, you're a level-headed, intelligent man.
If I was a level-headed, intelligent man, why would I be so close to serving a second prison sentence?
Yeah, but you're a man with ideas, that's what I mean. You can easily come up with an idea for me to find out if it's all over between Jessie and me.
With that type of flattery, I'd better start tapping the old brain.
Oh, Mark, your brain's not old. It's only the casing that's worn.
Now, let me see. What we need is a tactical campaign. Something to make an army general proud. A pincer movement to prove whether your bride loves you or not.
Yeah, that's it. Well, come on, think hard.
Yeah. Dexter, I've got it.
Yeah, what?
Now, this way, I'll also prove whether Edna really loves me or not. Now, tomorrow's Saturday, and Jess has invited Edna to your place for the afternoon while you and I play golf. Right?
Yeah, right, but so what?
So, you and I will pretend to go to golf. But instead, we'll get done up as a couple of sophisticated English gents from out of town and appear at your front door at about 4 p.m. Now, this way we can find out whether the girls are fickle or not, eh?
Oh, for goodness sake. As my son would say, you flipped your lid. You're not suggesting we could do that and Jesse and Edna wouldn't recognize us?
Look, I have a friend who's a makeup artist for a television studio. And when he gets through with us, we won't recognize each other.
You actually think it could work?
Ah, look, if you're half as good an actor as I am, it can't fail. Of course, we'll have to change our voices and, you'll have to practice speaking English.
Yeah, well, what do you mean by that? I already speak English.
Yeah, but I mean the Queen's English, not pigeon English.
And from that we can take it, Dexter doesn't always speak as plainly as he should. But forgetting Dexter for a moment, let me speak plainly to you about taxation. If you haven't yet sent in this year's income tax return, maybe you're already a few days late. Now let's talk about the more cheerful side of taxation, your income tax refund. When you get your tax refund check this year, see you get full value for it. Pay it into a Commonwealth Savings Bank account together with your other savings. Then at a later date, you'll be able to buy something you've always wanted. If you haven't already got a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, then use your refund check to open one. Your tax refund represents money you earned, and what is more important, it is money already saved for you. So I do urge you to get full value out of this year's tax refund. Save it in the Commonwealth Savings Bank, and week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Go on, Dexter. Ring your doorbell. And stop shaking like a leaf.
Well, I just can't help it. I feel such a fool with this great ginger moustache. Fancy a man having a henna rinse in his hair.
You know, you look very dapper in your striped pants and spats. Yeah, so do I.
You look like an undertaker waiting for an accident to happen.
Look, will you ring the doorbell and let's get it over with?
Shh.
And we'll soon know if our women love us or not. Just remember... Now, your name's George Fotheringham. Mine's Gerald Huntington.
Yes, Gerald. That bowler hat on your skull looks like a Gerald, too. Well, here goes. Get your accents ready.
Oh, good afternoon.
Oh, I say, good afternoon. Would this be the residence, Mr. Dexter Dutton?
Oh, well, yes, but he's not at home right now. He's playing golf. He shouldn't be long. Would you care to come in?
Oh, I say thanks, all clear. My name is Gerald Huntington. This is George Fotheringham.
How do you do? I'm Jessie Dutton.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Please sit down.
Thanks, all clear.
I'd like you both to meet a very good friend of mine, Miss Edna Dixon.
Hi, fellas.
How do you do? Say, did you say Miss Edna Dixon? Oh, young lady, don't tell me an attractive girl like you isn't married.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Huntington. But not through the want of twine. Oh, I'm engaged, though.
Dexter, get to work on Jessie.
Oh, yeah.
My, oh, my, I must say the bally old girls in this country are spiffing, what? We only arrived yesterday from London, don't you know?
You don't say.
I just said, Olga. I just said. Please pardon my sense of humour, Jessie, my dear. I may call you Jessie. Yes. But your attractive, good-humoured face inspired my facetious remark. What?
Jessie, don't the English know how to throw compliments?
Yes, indeed they do.
Yes, well, after all, I must say, we are noted for that sort of thing, you know. However, in this instance, they're quite genuine. Oh, by Jove, what a lucky dog. Your fiancé must be a mystic.
I don't know about lucky, but he's a dog.
Yes.
Oh, I do declare what a whimsical, waggy sense of humor you slick chicks have in this jolly old country. My dear Jessie, if I didn't have to discuss advertising business with your husband, I'd try to steal you right away from him.
Now, Mr. Fotheringham, I think the compliments have gone far enough. I'll make a cup of tea, and my husband should be home in less than half an hour.
I'll help you, Jessie.
Oh, I say, girls, please don't bother about tea. Just sit here next to us, and let's enjoy each other's company for 30 minutes.
And if there's not enough room on this couch, I'll make room for Jessie on my lap.
We'll have the tea made in a jiffy. Quickly, Edna, into the kitchen.
Jessie, what's wrong? I was enjoying the fun in there.
Those two characters are nothing but a couple of old wolves.
Darling, you're not serious. You don't mean you don't know who they are?
I've never seen them before.
Oh, Jessie, Mr. Hunting is his Mark Prentice, and Ginger Moustache is your old man Dexter.
What?
Shh, you'll be quiet. Listen, have another squeeze at them from here.
Oh, Edna, you must be off. It does look like the back of Dexter's head. And those ears... It is Dexter!
Shh. Yes, it's Dexter and Mark. And it's obvious they're doing this to test us out. It's all tied up with that joke you played with your diary.
So that's it. Well, how stupid can men get? Edna, I'm going in there to tell them what I...
No, Jessie. No, we're going to let them think we haven't woken up to their little gag.
Well, what?
We're going back into the living room to scare the daylights out of them. Look, first of all, I want you to practice a nice slinky walk.
Slinky walk?
Yes. When you walk in, I want you to look like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Edna, yes, I see what you want us to do. We'll teach them a real lesson.
Exactly, huh? Now go on. Let me see you slink.
Well, how's this?
Oh, that's wonderful. Terrific.
Well, here I go. Now, watch me.
Hey, wait for Bridget Bardot.
I say, you're back.
Hello, boys.
Hi, fellas.
My Jove, tea ready so soon?
Oh, my bally word, you were slick on the ball, Walt.
Yes, well, we decided not to bother with tea. After all, it is a waste of time.
Goosey, goosey! Gary boy!
You're a real honey.
I mean, Miss Dixon.
Georgie, you asked me to sit on your lap a while ago. Do you still want me to?
I mean, after all, we've hardly met.
Well, I'm going to sit here whether you like it or not. Oh, it's so nice and soft.
Jerry boy, if she can sit on his lap, I can sit on yours.
But what about your fiancé and her husband? They might return any minute.
Who cares? They're nothing but a couple of wabbits anyhow. Come on, give us a big kiss.
And you give me one too. Georgie, Georgie.
Dad, Mama asked you to pass her the salt.
Well, pass it to her yourself. I don't want to have anything to do with your mother or Edna Dixon.
And that goes for me, too.
Oh, you silly, silly men.
Daddy, surely you and Mr. Prentice can take a joke. You both played one on Mummy and Edna, and they played one back on you.
I'm still not convinced they knew it was us as early as they claim.
Yeah, and Edna's never kissed me as Prentice like she kissed me as Huntington.
That's because I was Bardo and not Dixon.
Edna and I knew who you both were when we went out to the kitchen to make the tea. Edna had already recognized you, Mark.
And Mummy knew it was you, Daddy, when she looked at the back of your head.
Yeah, and also on account of your big flappy ears.
Yep, all right. Look, Jessie, all this isn't half as important as that entry in your diary. Do you swear? You swear you wrote it just to make me take more notice of you?
On my word of honor, it's true.
And you really do love me as much as always?
Even more.
More?
Mm-hmm. Much more. And if you want me to keep it up, you'll have to do two things.
Oh, what two things?
Have a weekly henna rinse and grow a big ginger moustache.
No doubt many young couples listening in to the things that go on in the Dutton household ask themselves, is marriage really like that? And to that I must reply, marriage is what you make it yourself. And I must add that all you young people should start to plan your marriage long before Mr. or Miss Wright comes along. Let me show you what I mean. Married life is an expensive business. The wedding, the honeymoon, and setting up a home take quite a lot of money, probably £1,000. Steady saving in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account for years before the wedding will give you that money. Regular saving will let you start your married life free from debt. Quite naturally, every bride wants a lovely trousseau, a nice furniture and furnishings in her first home. Every husband wants his wife to have the comforts of life and a feeling of security. These things can be yours if you save regularly in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. To start your married life carefree and happy, open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account now, and week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it, so Bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and
start right today to Bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.